This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by
Frida Liu,
Arvind Viraj.
We are discussing reviewing the reviews. How would you change your company's performance reviews? That's the question that we are asking you guys. We're asking for feedback via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Any tweets, Arv?
Nope.
People are obviously focused on their lunch or doing whatever it is they're doing right now. So let's talk a little bit about Google then.
They're reviewing their lunch.
They're reviewing their lunch. Yeah. This is tasty. Quick photograph. Snap. Go on.
So Google, they just recently had their I/O developer conference in California, and they came out with the main theme of the event itself was security and privacy this year. That was their central theme.
That's exactly what Facebook have said.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So they said that it will be a central theme, and they are sort of like their focus for the upcoming Android Q release. As of today, anyone with a Google account can start limiting how long their data gets stored using new settings the company has announced last week. So the feature allows users to set a time limit for Google to sort of how long they keep certain kinds of data. So either 3 months or 18 months, or and if you choose any one of those options, after which the information is automatically deleted. Uh-huh. That's what they say. They say automatically deleted.
Right,
so you have a...
Those are their words, not yours, right?
Their words. Automatically deleted. For now, the auto-delete function is only for web and app activity, which tracks things like your searches and other browsing data. But they say they will also have location data in the future, the highly anticipated location data in the future, which is a big thing. A lot of Google's own apps, you can't use them if you don't turn on location data.
Correct, yeah.
Even if it has nothing to do with location.
Right.
So they say that that's coming on the future. By default, they say that Google will continue to indefinitely retain web and activity data you've set it to collect before auto-delete is turned on. So your activity is being kept until you delete it manually. So if you want to make changes, all you have to do is log into your Google account, go to web and app activity, then press choose to delete automatically button. Then you can pick from the three options. So either I keep it until I delete manually, keep for 18 months and then delete manually, or keep for 3 months and then delete manually.
I'm going there now.
Okay. You're going to go check it now.
What have you been... No, don't answer that.
We can't.
No, no.
So Google says that they sort of said you might want to keep your data if you want to make it easy for your searches, if you want the web pages to track your data faster, you know, like cookies and cache and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the benefit of keeping data. It's your web pages load quicker, stuff like that.
But that was useful in 1999.
Yeah, you know, with like a lower connection and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Today's day and age, it shouldn't be a factor. Like
right.
Stuff should just pop up. But in their defense, that's what they say. They say that what you search, read, and watch can work together to help you get things done faster, discover new content, and pick up where you left off. Discover new content, basically algorithms, and it's going to point you to similar features and similar videos and content and stuff. And you can always reassess and switch your settings later. That's what it says. So,
but this goes against what we were talking about last week, about the small little mini doll, voodoo doll, that's stored inside your
Google servers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So why would they need to, unless that little voodoo doll has a backpack with your search stuff inside that backpack as well. So
yeah.
They're like, I can't predict where it's going to go, so I'll have a little rummage in my backpack. For those of you that didn't listen, I know this sounds really strange right now, but we did a story last week where Arvin was telling us about how some of the Google servers use
AI.
And
Facebook servers.
And Facebook servers are so smart that they don't need to look at your search history to predict where you're going. They can actually predict it like a little voodoo doll. I know what it's going to search for next.
And they don't even have to listen to your microphone isn't listening to you.
Yeah.
That's what it says. That's what they said.
Okay, so just a quick refresh. Mm-hmm. I can delete whenever I want to delete my history, and it's gone forever, according to Google. You can store it for 3 months, a year, or 18 months.
18 months. So it's 3 months or 18 months.
Right.
Or you can just opt to delete it manually, as you know, which is what we're doing now, which is what we're supposed to be doing now.
Which is literally what Frida is doing. Literally
But I'm looking at mine. It's like paused. It's always been paused. But yet... I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So the pause was their old feature.
Right.
They should have a new feature when the update comes out where you can choose the three options. So manually, 3 months or 18 months. And they say that when you choose that, it should delete all your data automatically. And they should.
I like it to be permanently paused.
Permanently paused?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's when you can... I'm not sure if the pause will still be there once they have the update.
My other question then is if, let's say, for example, you unpause it for a moment and you use it for... In the future, for your location data, can you then specify, I only want my location data to be stored?
And not the web and search stuff?
The web and search stuff.
They haven't broken it down, not yet. And the location data isn't even in the data that you can erase
yet. Which is really strange.
Yeah, which, no, because it's also, that's their most valuable data.
Right.
That's what they use. That's how they use the you know, how they show you stores that you might like and places that you might want to go using your location data based on where you might be going as well. Like if you're using Google Maps and then you're traveling somewhere, it sort of knows where you've been, where you visit often, and then it shows you recommendations of places around that spot that you might want to go based on your other searches that you've done before using the same system.
Using the tech voodoo.
The tech voodoo, yeah.
Incidentally, if you want to listen back to that particular podcast, we did it on the 2nd of May. Thanks, Christine. Your phone isn't eavesdropping, but the truth may be a little bit creepier.
It was creepier.
That was the name of the show that we did back then.
Yeah.
Right, folks, today's show, a topic, the main topic, what we're discussing, is about yearly reviews.
And how would you change
And how would you change them? That's the question. How would you change your company's performance reviews? If you'd like to feedback, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let's take a short break with some music from the Beach Boys. Do It Again. And when we get back, we'll have our final story of the day, New Life for Dead Malls. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.